Okay, gentlemen, so yesterday we spoke about the dinim of bishul, and we noted that bishul applies differently to different substances. That non-food items, the Rambam tells us, like dar bishul, is it goes hard to soft, soft to hard. Food items, if it's solid, the hagdar bishul is maichol ben drusoy. And by liquids, like dar bishul is yad soledespo. That is basically the hagdara. What we didn't point out, though, yesterday is that there is a fascinating Lashon HaRambam where the Rambam writes, if I cook a davar she'ein lo tzarech bishul, if I cook something that doesn't have to be cooked, you get the impression, like yeshiva's learning avodah zarah this year, if you cook something that's nechal kamo shu chai, something that's edible when it's raw, so the Rambam says potter. Potter means that it's aser midrabanan. Potter means that it's not aser min ha-tayrah. And that, of course, raises a very significant question. Because what about, let's say, mayim, cooking water? No, water, as far as I know, is nechal kamo shu chai, right? You can drink cold water, right? Some of us have actually been to water fountains in our life, and it's shy to drink cold water. So how come there is bishul b'mayim? That's a very serious kasha. So the Shaar HaTzion in the Mishnah Berurah, se'if katan Kuf Yud Dalet, the Shaar HaTzion Tainas, he quotes that the Rambam Perek Tesalach Gimel says that from a Vashal Davar that's Mavushal Kol Tzarko She'ein Tzarech Bishul Klaus Potter, Mipashut Dahainu Davar She'einoi Mishtabeach Klal Al HaBishul. He says, Zakhna Mishnah Berurah, that when the Rambam says a Davar She'einoi Tzarech Bishul Klal, that means Eino Mishtabeach Klal, meaning the Bishul doesn't improve it. Klal v'ikar, right? The bishul, right, makes it the same as it was beforehand. That's what he writes. Lafuki peiro se is mishtabeach. There's actually a Taisus on Daf Memches in Shabbos, where Taisus writes that there is bishul v'peiros, and he proves this from mayim. He proves this that the Gemara says mayim has bishul. You drink mayim kishuhu chai. Alamai. Says the Mishnah Berurah that what the Rambam means is that if it improves somewhat, so then there's going to be bishul. That's what he writes. Rav Willig in his Sefer page, I don't remember if this is page 4 or page 13, Rabbi Willig tainas that maybe there's a totally different mahalach. If you read the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes that there's bishul on non-food items, there's bishul on food items, there's bishul on mayim. You get an impression that bishul b'mayim is a different hagdara of bishul. Why is it a different hagdara for bishul? So it could be that this rule of davar hane'echal kimoshehu chai maybe does not apply by mayim. Mayim is governed by different rules of bishul entirely. Years ago, I used to share an office here in Yeshiva with Rabbi Ali Baruch Shulman. And I was discussing this with Rabbi Shulman at one point. So Rabbi Shulman told me that he wrote a shtickle. He like Mamash wrote shtickle on everything. So he wrote a shtickle, he said, where he argued that the bishul by mayim is not midine achila or shtia. The bishul mayim is fundamentally midine rechitza. Right, the Rambam's lashon, you know, by every malacha, you're chayiv if you do a certain requisite amount. Most malachas, malachas of ochel, the amount is kigrogeres, like a small fig. By mayim, the Rambam writes that the shir bishul is lirchotzbo evar kata. That would mean, says Rabbi Shulman, I think actually this is absolutely brilliant, Rabbi Shulman is suggesting that maybe the hagdara of bishul by mayim is in gantin anderish, is totally different than the hagdara of bishul by other stuff. The purpose of bishul by mayim is la'inyan rechitza. And that would support Rabbi Willig's contention that when the Mishnah Berurah says that davar that ein sarach bishul klal, that there is no bishul, and he brings a raya from mayim, but it could be that mayim there's no raya at all. And therefore that would mean that if I cook an apple, maybe enochanami, I'm going to be putter on bishul min ha-tayra. Right? The whole raya that the Shaar HaTzion has for cooking an apple is from mayim. And you see, from mayim, it's cooking min ha-tayra. Right. But says Rabbi Willig, no raya from mayim. Mayim is a different hagdara of bishul. And it could be, this is like the first Dikotan Rabbi Willig Sefer. And one of the fellows yesterday told me they tried to read Rabbi Willig Sefer and he found it very hard to read. I don't know if you know who that fellow is. But, Enochanami, it's like, he's not throwing you into the water, no? Like, start doing mafalpa about Mayim, a different than the Bishol. Like, first give me the basics, right? Solid, liquid, non-food, etc. Okay, so that is the Hashlamas HaInyan of Bishol. On the materials of Bishol. Yes, sir.
So you already mentioned that Tosfos holds that even fruit would be also.
Tosfos holds even fruit is Bishol min ha-Taira. Tosfos daf mem ches writes that way. That doesn't mean that the Rambam agrees with Tosfos, right? Like, we love machlokas because then we could say shiurim. Without machlokas, I have nothing to say.
It's not so halacha l'mais, but how do we paskin?
Yeah, so how do we paskin? So it's a big 3-on-3 machlokes. I mean, basically, the Minchas Kohen and Reb Kiva Eger disagree about this thing. I don't know how we paskin. I mean, I don't know. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmir al koponim when there's some improvement. Machmir that's the Raisa, but again, I never spoke to Rabbi Schechter or to Rabbi Willig. I don't have like a clear, like, Misora, about how to paskin on this Shaila, nor do I have a good enough understanding myself of the Sugyas to tell you how I think we paskin. Yes, sir?
When the Rama says Pater, he would say still say Chayiv Midarabana.
Pater in Rambam, the Rama tells me in Parak Aleph of Hilchah Shabbos that there are code words. And the word Pater in Hilchah Shabbos means Pater Aval, Asr Midarabanan. That's what Pater means. Yeah. Right? The Rambam would write that you're not Chayiv if it's Heter Gamar, or the Rambam Mutter. If he uses Potter, doesn't mean that. Oh, so let's.
So Alach Lamaisa, it's still, according to everyone, would be.
According to everyone, it's an Isser Doraisa. Isn't Isser Drabonon Al Koponim? The Shaila is it also an Isser Doraisa? The Nafgamina might be for cases of Sveikos, or for cases of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, etc. Right. I mean, I could create a bazillion Nafgaminas between Doraisas and Drabonons. Oh, weiter. So when I talk about the heat source by Bishol, it's like the second topic. There, you have to cook food, and you have to have a source of heat. So what's the source of heat with Inyan Bishol? So the Gemara on Lamed Tes discusses that there is Bishol Bechama. If I cook something in the sun, that is Heter Gamar. If I cook something in the oil, I cook something in the fire, asr min ha-Taira. I cook something in toldos or, in the derivative of the fire. So the pashtus is that's also an isr do'iraisa. But if I cook something in toldos chama, I cook something that derived its heat from the sun, so that is asr midrabanan. Okay, so chama, heter gamor. I cook something in the sun, heter gamor. I cook something in a fire, asr min ha-Taira. I cook something in toldos or told of a fire, it's asr min ha-Taira. Also, toldos chama is asr as a gezeira l'cha'ora atu toldos ha'or. If I'm going to cook in something that was heated by the sun, you know, you have a sidewalk. And the sidewalk during the summer got super duper hot because you live in Phoenix and it's 127 degrees in the shade and you decide to cook an egg on the sidewalk. Isn't this like a kid thing that like we all try to do at some point? Cook an egg on the sidewalk. So in that case, asr midrabanan, because I'm cooking betoldos chama. But if I cook bechama itself, it is mutter heter gamor. And Rashi writes, the chama is, I'm in brachas lamites, and that's why I'm not finding it. But Rashi writes, the chama is heter gamor, because it is lav derech bishul bekach, deshari, it's mutter de'ein derech bishulai bekach, the chama ba'ar lo michlofi, deligzar ha'atuha. Zakt Rashi, it's heter gamor, it's not even usher derabbanon, chama ba'ar lo michlofi. Now, this issue has to be discussed at length. Like, what exactly does Rashi mean that it's not derech bishul bekach? So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the tshuva I gave you on the Makoros Chelikim Mosim and Nunbeis that lav derech bishul bekach means normal people don't cook stuff without heat. cooking without heat, meaning from a fire, or derived from a fire. That's not the way normal people cook. But Lu Yitzuyer, if normal people would cook Al Yedei a fire, Al Yedei sunlight, so then it would become Derech Bishol, and it would be Bishol Min HaTaira. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes. Derech Bishol means B'chol Dar V'Dar, you have to assess whether it is Derech Bishol, and therefore in Adar, that cooking is not done with a fire, so it's going to be Chayiv Min HaTaira. For example, microwave ovens. Microwaves do not operate with a fire. In Rav Rimon's book, he quotes from Professor Zev Lev, just in terms of how microwave works. There are different types of infrared light rays. I don't know if you guys are taking physics or not, but microwave basically works that these particular waves work on the molecules, on the liquid molecules in the food, and it makes them move around, and the motion adds heat to the food, and eventually they've been moving around so much that they get out of there. That is the din of Bishol in the microwave. That's Metzias of Bishol in the microwave. According to Moshe Feinstein, Bishol in the microwave is going to be Chayiv Min HaTaira because, he says, it's normal in our door. Now, Rav Moshe writes this tshuva in 1971, and he says the only reason why it's not normal now is because microwaves are pretty new, but everyone knows that they cook as well as anything else. And as microwaves improve, everyone's going to be using them instead of an oven. Bishol Min HaTaira, beautiful. The Egleital understands Rashi a little differently. You know, Rashi's saying that Bishol Mechama is not Bishol because it's not the normal way to cook. The Egleital Frekta Kasha. He says, what do you mean if it's not the normal way to cook? If it's a shinoi should still be aser midrabanan. How could it be heter gomor? The Egleital is mamish all over this kasha, so much so that in the hakdama to the Egleital, he devotes a chunk of his hakdama to answer this kasha. By the way, you have to read the hakdama of the Egleital. In terms of hakdama sram, it's unbelievable geschmack. He talks about that Talmud Torah should enjoy joy, should have... Some people think that's not Torah Lashma if we don't enjoy what we're doing. I'm telling you, if Torah wouldn't be geshmak, I wouldn't be doing it. I mean, it really is amazing, no? Like, a good smara has to bring a smile to your face, and that you have to feel... And that's what Egleital writes. He says, don't think that because you get a geshmak, it's less Torah Lashma. Rav Mordechai Gifter pointed out that the Pesha of Rav Avram and Nahar in the Dorim Daf Lamed Ches agrees with that yesod of the Egleital. So let's go weiter. So Egleital, his Hakdama, asks the Kasha, I shouldn't it be a Shinui which remains an Isser Dirabonon? So the Egleital answers, no. There are two types of Shinui. There's a Shinui that's just Shinui in the Maisa. And such a shina, which is in the mice, is an iser drabon. And if I turn on the light with my left elbow, okay, that's like a super shina. Not just my left hand, my left elbow, but la maisa, it's only a shina in the maisa. The maisa malacha is done differently. Such a shina is asmi drabonun. But when the shina is in the totza'ah, the shina is in the final product, so then such a shina is going to be heter gomor. That's what the Egleital Tainas, and therefore Bishol Bechama, he says, you don't have the same taste as Bishol Betanur. The Gemara in Pesachim discusses whether Yesh Shevach Eitzim Bepas or Ein Shevach Eitzim Bepas, meaning that the Eitzim somehow contribute a little bit of flavor. No? So therefore the Egleital Tainas, it's Heter Gomor when the Shinoi is reflected in the final product. In a microwave, is the shinoi reflected in the final product? Does the food taste different? So I leave that up to your judgment. I'm not convinced. I'm a guy. Like, my wife tells me that food cooked in the microwave is not as geschmack, no? I'm a guy. I don't notice these things. Right? I don't know. You have to figure it out whether Bishul in the microwave is the same as in terms of the Totsa. That's Egoi Tasma Hala. Yes, sir.
Does it matter that microwaves are not usually used to cook food? They're used to
warm
food?
Up. Yeah. It could be. And therefore, I have in Bishul Achar Bishul. I mean, there are certain foods that you cook in the microwave. Mashal Mahadavar Doma. Different Dunkin' Donuts have different processes. They make like this thing called the egg whatever in the Dunkin' Donuts, which basically looks radioactive. But the shaila is, do you have to ask a guy to push, does the yid have to push the button to make that egg thing? If Rav Moshe is correct that it's bishul min ha-taira, so l'chora the Jew has to push the button. If Rav Moshe is incorrect, right, either because of Egoi Tal incorrect, or we'll say a Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach incorrect in another min, if Rav Moshe is incorrect, so the guy could push the button, because if it's not really Bishul Lachor, there's no din of Bishul Akum. I mean, there is a way to say that even according to Rav Moshe, it's not Bishul Akum, right, that maybe according to Rav Moshe, this would be a told of Bishul, maybe there's no din of Todos, but Bishul Akum in the back of Rav Binyamin Cohen's Sefer on Bishul Akum. He has that Svara. But the way I usually said over the shir was the other way. That according to Moshe, the Jew has to. I think in Elizabeth, the Vadakashas requires that the Jew pushes the button on the egmic thing, and in the Heitz, I think the Jew doesn't push the button. Nachon? Okay. Different Vadakashas have different standards. So far we have Moshe, we have the Egoi Tal, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. In Chelek Aleph of Mincha Shlomo Simen Yud Beis, footnote 4. Now, you have to be careful. This mamish made me crazy yesterday. The yeshiva has the black Mincha Shlomos. The black Mincha Shlomos are different than the red Mincha Shlomos. So everyone quotes Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Beis in Ha'ara 4, and like, I'm reading it yesterday, I read it like 3 times, and like, has Lo Karev Zozak Kol Alayla. This morning at home, I took out my Mincha Shlomo, my red one, it's taka there. Okay, so that's the first point. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach Tainas, that Bishul B'chama is fundamentally not Bishul, that the Torah defines Bishul as being Al Yedei Ha'ar. Matzah has to be baked in an oven. No? There's no chiv of chala. If it is, the Pasuk says, like, Batanur lach mechem or something. It has to be, right? It has to be in an oven. That means only ayde fire. If it's ayde the sun, it's not. Bishul is no chiyuv chala, can't be matzah. This actually raises a serious question. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, did we really have matzah? No. Misharosam tzros b'shichman asim leisam, whatever it is, right? That we have the matzah on our shoulders, ken zayin, it's not matzah, because matzah requires afiyah b'tanur. This is a very strong kasha. Hey, David, you'll look into this and maybe give a share Pesach time to answer this kasha. So now what do I do? That it's not afiyah unless there's a fire. And he brings that raya from Chalo. Rabbi Willig, in his Sefer, page 46, Rabbi Willig says, no raya from challah. Maybe by challah, it's not as a gezeiras hakosit. We chayav in challah, you need in, right? But doesn't mean that for bishul, it's not true. Now, I don't understand. Rabbi Willig, on page 46 in his Sefer, like, upslugs every raya Reb Shlomo Zalman has. He has 2 rayas over there. Rabbi Willig says the rayas are both no good. However, be careful. However, Rabbi Willig missed one of the Reb Shlomo Zalman's. Because if you look in Shmirah Shabbos Kol Chasa, Perek 1, footnote 155, footnote Kuf Nun Hey, in the new editions. Right, this morning I was preparing at home, and I looked at the new edition. All my Makoras are from the old edition. I looked at the new edition, so in the new edition it's footnote 155. So Reb Shlomo Zalman brings a raya from a different din. There's a din in Simin Shin Aleph in the Magen Avraham Sifkot in Nun Zayin. Shin Aleph tells me that if you have wet clothing, you're not allowed to dry them samach la'esh. it's going to be an Isser of Bishol, and because it's an Isser of Bishol, there's also a Malach of Libun. The Magen Avraham writes that for these purposes, Bishol and Libun are connected. Magen Avraham writes in Sifkatin Nun Zayin, yeah, I can't leave it next to an Ish, but if it's Bishol Bechama, it's okay. Bishol Bechama is Mutter, because it's not Bishol. What do you mean, Bishol Bechama's mutter? It's normal to dry clothing by leaving it out in the sun. Go to most places on this planet where dryers have not yet been invented. Right? And you see clothing hanging out in the sun, and that's how it's getting cooked, heated. Elamai. Right? There's a hagdara, there's like a formal din that Bishol Bechama is not Bishol at all. That's what Shlomo Zalman says. For some reason, Rabbi Willig in page 46 in his Sefer is not misyachis at all to this Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. Page 46, Rabbi Willig tries to slug up over Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's rayas. He's not misyachis at all to this one. The ani lo hevanti. Yeah.
Is it possible to say that bishul is normally for food, so we go up to the definition of bishul as normal for food?
Normal for food. But Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's raya, again, that's a potential dichli.
Right.
But Rav Shlomo Zalman Lamaisa brings the raya from that Magen Avraham Shin Aleph Nun Zayin.
So would Rav Shlomo Zalman be disagreeing with Rashi that explains it as whatever is normal?
Again, you can't really disagree with Rashi. Rashi is the sort. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying that when Rashi says it's Lav Kedarko, Rashi's telling me that it's an objective type of Lav Kedarko. We're saying that Derech Bishol requires Eish. It's a halachic statement. Where it comes from, not abundantly sure. But this is not Derech Bishol. And then Afkamina, so far, of course, is the microwave oven. But of course, there's another Afkamina, which might be even more relevant than microwaves. Eretz Yisrael, one of the common ways of cooking, of heating water, is with the Dud Shemesh. What's the Dud Shemesh? So Dud Shemesh is solar-powered water heaters that you have on your roof. Basically, you have glass, black glass, that absorbs the energy. And when the black glass absorbs the energy, it gets very hot, and the water in the pipes gets hot, and then that water in the pipes goes into the holding container. And that l'cha'ira should be Bishol Bechama, but it's Bishol Bechama that is Derech Bishol. No? It's the normal way to heat up hot water in Eretz Yisrael. Right? Millions of people do it with the Dud Shemesh. So would we say that this is Mutter according to Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, but Aser according to Reb Moshe? Right? That's Hanocha Rishona, what it would be. Now, here's the thing. In Shmiras Shabbos, there are three different versions of Shmiras Shabbos Kehilchasa. There's Shmiras Shabbos 1.0, which you probably can't buy anymore. Shmiras Shabbos 2.0, right, which is the old Shmiras Shabbos that I used. And now there's the razzle-dazzle brand new Shmiras Shabbos 3.0. Shmiras Shabbos 1.0 in Halacha Chavtes, in Perek Aleph, Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that he thinks using the Dud Shemesh is Heter Gomer on Shabbos because it's Bishol Bechama. And even though when I open the tap, I am heating water that goes into the Mecham, basically you have water that's heated underneath these glass things. That water goes into a heating container, right? When I turn on the hot water, so water comes out of the heating container, and vacuum enables new water to go into the heating container. One would argue, Hasvara Nosenes, that this is called, one would argue that this is Bishol Bitolados Chama, because that water, even though the original water was cooked Bechama, but now I cook the new water that goes in, Betoldos Chama, because the new water that goes in is being heated by the old water that was there beforehand. So the old water is Toldos Chama, And one could argue there should still be Osir Midrabbonon. Says Rav Shlomo ben Zalman, nah, it's not Osir Midrabbonon because it is not your kavana for new water to go in. It is a psik reisha. And a psik reisha on an Isser Drabbonon, although the Magen Avraham asers it in Shin Yudalet Se'if Katan Hey, but if it's a psik reisha on an Isser Drabbonon and it happens Al Yedei Grama, then it's mutter. And over here it's happening Al Yedei Grama because I'm not mamish pouring the water in, right? I'm opening my valve and that allows, that creates like a vacuum. It's like Al Yedei Grama. The water doesn't go in right away. It takes time. Grama, grama, grama. Therefore, Reb Shlomo Zalman was mekel. Wow. That's already an interesting thing. Shmir Shabbos 2.0, though, says that this is not correct. In Shmir Shabbos 2.0, he telling us that we're not going to be mekel in Psikrei Shayyadei Grama, and push comes to shove, you have to aser the case of the Dud Shemesh, but for a majorly different reason. Because Reb Shlomo Zalman Tainas in Shmir Shabbos 2.0, that, remember, the Gemara says that Toldos Chama is Aser Atu Toldos Ar. So we're going to tell, say that in this case it's a Psik Reishon, a Drabonon, Ayde Grama, maybe it's Mutter. But it's not so pashut that this should be mutter. If todos cham is a gezer atur todos ar, and the boilers today, and the dud shemeshes today also have a battery-powered boiler. For example, let's say it's winter time in Eretz Yisrael. People still want to take hot showers in the winter, no? How do you get hot water if you have a dud shemesh and you don't have sunlight? Teretz is that the dud shemesh has a backup of an electric heater. If that's the case, so I have to be geyser todos chama atu todos ha'ar, and I would never be able to use this hot water in the Dud Shemesh, because since it is possible, maybe even likely, at certain times of the year, that the hot water is coming al yedei todos ha'ar mamish, so therefore it's mamish asur to use. Yes, this is mamish bishol b'chama, but it's a type of Bishul B'chama water that for sure I'm going to make a gezeira. That's Reb Shlomo Zalman Arbach Tainos. Yes, sir.
Is the problem that it's Bishul, is he making a new gezeira of even Bishul B'chama itself, not the Tolda? Or is he saying that the problem is that it is a Tolda sometimes?
I think what he's saying is that over here it is a Tolda, and it's a Tolda that you can make a gezeira out of Tolda Sa'ar. You know, I didn't fully present what he says in Madura Kama Simin Se'if Chavtes, which is, he says that you can't make a gezeira that the new water goes into the tank because of psikreshul anichle drabonons, and he says, since this cooking is so different than normal cooking, so if we don't make a gezeira, so machlokes in the shach and between the Magen Avraham and the Maharshal about cooking an egg on the roof, whatever it is, it's like, there's a whole pilpul that I left out. But Reb Shlomo Zalman in 2.0 really answers the Dud Shemesh. Yeah.
So why would it be Psik Rishon de Lo Nichale? Let's say I want it later in Shabbos, I want to take another hot water.
Yeah. Why is it Lo Nichale? So I think it's Lo Nichale because no matter what, the Dud Shemesh is going to have so much water that I could probably, the amount of water I'm going to use over Shabbos, people don't use gallons and gallons and gallons of water over Shabbos. It's just not done. I think that's the lumdus. Yeah. Or the mitzvahs.
Even if I didn't take it out, it would still be enough there?
Yeah, there's going to be enough water there to... Now, there are certain types of Dud Shemesh, by the way, that you can close off the intake valve. Those would be okay. But the water that comes out of it is water that's coming out of a Kli Rishon. And therefore, I have to be careful if I'm using that water to wash my dishes that I'm not cooking the residual food that's on the dish. Right? It's like, now this assumption that the water is considered a Kli Rishon that comes out of the Dun Shemesh is questioned in the Archos Shabbos on page 54. The Archos Shabbos tainas that maybe the water in that container is a Kli Sheni, not a Kli Rishon. You see, my water gets heated this is the picture of the Shemesh. My water gets heated over here in the pipes, underneath those glass things. Then it flows into here. Maybe this is the Kli Rishon, and after it flows here, it's a Kli Sheni. That's what the Archa Shabbos Tainus. If it's a Kli Sheni, all is grand, as we'll speak about in 5 minutes. But, not 1,000,000% Pashat. Because the Archa Shabbos in that page 54 has Diyukim in Rashi that maybe if something is one complete entity, that's all considered a Kli Rishon. Mashal Mahadav Doma. I have a cup with a straw on the top. And the straw feeds into the cup. Manga say that the straw is a Kli Rishon, the cup is a Kli Sheni. No, the whole thing is like a big, unusually shaped keli. So over here, it's an unusually shaped keli. That's basically his argument. Again, I could hit studim, mekan lekan. That's basically what we wanted to discuss. Okay, gentlemen? Let's go weiter. So we're talking about the sources of heat. The big issue in the source of heat is the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. This is Aleph Beis in the Gemara. Mishnah Lamed Ches says you're not allowed to put a beitza b'tzad hamecham b'shur shetisgalgel. You can't put an egg next to a hot pot. The Rambam writes in the Pirish HaMishnah that the hot pot was a pot that was al ha'esh. Then I took the pot off the esh, and I'm somehow roasting an egg by putting the egg near the hot pot. That's the Mishnah Lamed Ches. The Gemara right over there says Gilgal chayiv chatas. If I do that, I'm chayiv chatas, meaning bishul with a Kli Rishon. Even though it's a Kli Rishon, shelo al gabe ha'esh, because the pot was heated on the fire, no? Now I take the pot off the fire. Now I put my egg next to the pot that's off the fire. That's bishul b'kli rishon, shelo al gabe ha'esh. Such bishul, gilgal, chayiv chatas, it's mamish aser min ha'taira. Wow. Right? Okay. You see the same idea? In the Mishnah Membeis, the Gemara over there, the Gemara says that Ilfis v'kedera he'aviron mirutachin. If I take a hot frying pan off of the fire, I'm not allowed to put tavlin in the hot frying pan off of the fire. I can't do it. Rabbi Yehuda says I can. Now, lefum rihata. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim are disagreeing as to whether there's Bishol and the Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh. Because there's an Ophis, like the frying pan that's Shelo Agave Ha'esh, can I put Tavlin into it? Taisus, however, comments that no, that when Rabbi Yehuda says that it's Mutter, Rabbi Yehuda is saying only Tavlin is Mutter. Even Rabbi Yehuda's maskim that all foods that are put in the Kli Rishon Shelo Agave Ha'esh are going to be chayiv. Membeis ha'mebeis. Taisus diyamasol lakol. I put all of this on the Ma'ariv Makoros. Like the Makoros should be there to help you review what we're doing. Ideally to learn what we're doing, but for that, like you need the Makoros earlier in the morning. Eschata ayani mazgir hayom. So it's clear that Kli Rishon is mevashel. Chayiv chatos means it's an iser d'oraisa. Now, although it's clear in the Talmud Bavli, the Talmud Yerushalmi, Perek Gimel Halacha Dalir, writes a lashon of asu harchaka l'kli rishon. Harchaka sounds like it's asur midrabanan. The Ran quotes this somewhere in Perek Kira. I was looking this morning. I have to look at my Gemara. We have the underlines. I just couldn't find the Ran without my underlines. So the Ran writes, he quotes this Yerushalmi, Aser Achaka L'Kli Rishon, that means it's Aser Midrabanan. It happens, though, that the Gra in Yerideya Kufhei is another location where we have Dino of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, because if I cook Basar B'Chav in the Kli Rishon, it's Basar B'Chav. I cook Basar B'Chav in the Kli Sheni, it's not Basar B'Chav, no? So there's a difference between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni. the Gain over there quotes a Yerushalmi, and the Gain says Yerushalmi doesn't mean it's the Rabbanon. The Yerushalmi means it's like a Siyog Da'i Reis of sorts. Okay, that's already razzle dazzle of this. That's the Gain. The Maharshal has an approach that when we say Asu Harchaka L'Kli Rishon, that means if I have a Kli Rishon that is not Yad Soledes, Bo, it's usher to put stuff in it. Generally speaking, there's only Bishol if it's Yad Soledes, 113 Fahrenheit. Short of that, nothing garnished. Maharshal says if it's a Kli Rishon, Shaloy Al Gabe Ha'esh even, again, the Shach quotes the Maharshal, that Kli Rishon Shaloy Al Gabe Ha'esh even, there's going to be Bishol even though it's not Yad Soledes, Bo. It's going to be an Issur D'Rabbanan, and that's what Asu Harchaka means. But even that, the Shach disagrees, and Kufhei, so, and the Magen Avraham, excuse me, Magen Avraham learns the Din that way. He quotes the Maharshal, but the Shach in Kufhei of Katan Hei of Yerideya, the Shach writes at the end of that Shach that he thinks that the Maharshal is totally wrong. Mameh. There are three big losers in Yerideya, no? Three people that whenever they're quoted by the Shach, you know they're going to be wrong. Maharshal, Taz, Maharshal, Levush, and Bach. It's Eitzah Taiva Kamashwan. I don't know of more than five cases in Yerideya where a Maharshal or a Bach or a Levush actually wins La Halacha. More than five. There's a few, a couple of cases. Dover Gush, we'll talk about tomorrow, probably, is one of the cases. But generally speaking, right? So over here also, the Shach says, my dear Maharshal, we love you, you're totally wrong. Probably the Pshat is that the Maharshal started up with the Shach's grandfather, no? Shach's grandfather was the Ramah. Or the Shach's wife's grandfather was the Ramah. The Shach viewed himself as the intellectual descendant of the Ramah. The Maharshal and the Ramah did not get along, so much so there's an exchange of tshuvas between the Maharshal and the Ramah. The Maharshal writes, Ramah, I can't believe you wrote this in the tshuva. You had Lashon Zachar instead of Lashon Nekeva. Rabbim instead of Yochin, you can't even write Hebrew. How can I trust you, Lahalacha? And the Ramah writes back, you think I don't know Hebrew? You don't know Hebrew. Then they have like this whole discussion about like rules and dikduk. It's totally random. Sometimes people get angry. It happens. So that is Asur HaChaka L'Kli Rishon. Again, the Pashtus is that Kli Rishon is only Mevashel if it is Yad Soledes. Short of Yad Soledes, it's Heter Gomor. Kli Sheni Eino Mevashel. Gemar in Daf Mem tells me that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi one time went to the bathhouse with Revi, with Rabbi Yehuda Anossi, and he had some oil that he wanted to heat up. He wanted to warm up the oil. I think the pshat is that when you're in the bathhouse and you want a geshmak of feeling, you want like warm oil that you put on your body and it gives you a nicer feeling. That's why you understand what's going on. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi goes to the bathhouse and he wants to heat up this oil. So Rabbi Yehuda Anossi tells him, Tol b'kli sheni v'tein. You can't put the oil directly into the merchat. Take water from the merchat into the cup. Becomes a kli sheni. Tol b'kli sheni v'tein. That's what it says. Zakhti Gemara, Shema mina, that there's some sort of bishol by shemen. Okay? Shema mina kli sheni eino mevashel. As I state in the Gemara. Kli sheni is not mevashel. Why? Pachimu. Why is Kli Sheni not Mevashel? You don't speak Russian? Okay, why is Kli Sheni not Mevashel? So, it's not abundantly clear at all. The Bali HaToisvis write, over here in Daf Mem Amid Beis in Shabbos, that Kli Rishon is Dofnos of Chamim Umachzik Chomos Man Meruba, and that's why Kli Rishon calls Man that's Yad Soledes Bos Mevashel. About Kli Sheni, that it's not Dofnos of Chamin, it's Hailechum Miskarir, so Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. That's what the Tosis writes. The reason why Kli Rishon is Mevashel is that Kli Rishon was on the fire made the walls of the pot hot, therefore it's Mevashel. Kli Sheni, the walls of the pot didn't get hot. In other words, It could be that you have a cliche in this Yad Sor Ledes, but it's still not Mevashel. Because Taisa says you need the hot walls of the pot, Ad Kan Devarav. Now it's unclear though what Tosis means. The Mahalach I like in Tosis, which is not popular, is if you look in the Piskei Tshuva in Yerideya Simen Kuf Hei, Os Ches with a star. For some reason, whoever put the Piskei Tshuva in order in Simen Kuf Hei, like had two different Os Cheses. So this is Os Ches with a star. So he quotes from the Chamudei Daniel. The Chamudei Daniel says that Bishul is a process. It takes time. And therefore, let's say I put a piece of basar into the chalav, into burning chalav for 1 second, and I pull it out right away, says the Chamudei Daniel, Heter Gomor. That's not Bishul. This is very unmainstream. But it's very geschmack in terms of understanding the Taisvis. Because if I hold that Bishul is a process that takes time, so if it's Dofnos of Chamin, I have enough time to create Bishul. But if Dofnos of Karim, it's Holech Umiskarer, so then I won't be able to have Bishul. That is probably the Pshat in the Taisvis. That's one Shita. There are other Shitos. Rashi has a Shita. If you look in the Sefer Archos Shabbos, footnote 79, he quotes that Rashi Membe says a Kli Rishon is Mevasha when it's Reseach. Kli Sheni, by definition, Rashi writes on Mem Membe, Kli Sheni, Zokt Rashi, is Yitzdanenu Ma'at. It gets colder. Kli Sheni gets colder than Kli Rishon. The Ran quotes from the Rabbeinu Yonah that the reason why there's no Bishul in Kli Sheni is it's colder. Right? When you pour it through the air, it cools off. Okay. I think these Shitos are not mainstream. There's a funny Ar Sameach. We'll just conclude with this. The Ar Sameach writes that B'chol HaTorah Kula Kocho is Chayiv, B'koach Kocho is not Chayiv. This is like Mamish Mimerchak Tovi Lachmo. He's Mamish bringing ideas out of left field. This Ar Sameach is in Perek Tes Halacha Beis of Hilchos Shabbos. Ar Sameach writes that the pot that was on the fire is considered kayach of the fire. It's like a tolda of the ish. The pot that I pour it into is not a tolda of the ish. It's a tolda ditolda. And it's like koach kocho. And if it's like koach kocho, it's heter gomor because we never see a din of kayach kaychai le'inyin Shabbos. That's already razzle-dazzle wild. Maybe I'll give another pshat also if I'm in good mood. So, what does that mean? First of all, it's wild because, like, no one seems to say it. Also, Rav Shechter has in the Sefer Be'ikve Yatzon, a dig from Taisis and Bavakan Medav Tes, Taisis and Bavakan says that Koach Kocho is going to be chayiv by other areas of Halacha, just not by Nezakin and Ritzicha. Okay? So that Ar Sameach is Mavish a collector's item in Rav Nevinsal's Sefer and Hilchos Shabbos. He writes a whole paragraph to try to show that this Ar Sameach is like out to lunch. And no one really accepts the Ar Sameach. There's a third Mahalach, though, that Rav Soloveitchik said over. The Rav said, and I heard this from Rav Shechter, when I was in college one year, the kollel was on Shabbos, I tried to keep up with the kollel. So I used to sometimes I cut class, and I would listen to Rav Shechter's chaburis. So Rav Shechter and the chabur mentioned that Rav Soloveitchik felt that Kli Rishon is Derech Bishul B'kach, Kli Sheni is not Derech Bishul B'kach. Maybe that's the pshat. So it's Aser Midrabonon, that's not Derech Bishul B'kach. That's already an interesting razzle-dazzle mahalach. I heard one other thing from Rav Shechter Nachabura, which I thought was interesting, and we'll conclude with this. He spoke earlier about microwave ovens and Dud Shemesh and Bishul Bechama, right? Remember this? So why is Bishul Bechama not Bishul? So Rav Shechter said over that, you know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes speaks about how the world is going to be for 6,000 years, and there are 2,000 years of Torah, which went from the Zionistic year of 1948, when Avraham Avinu was born, until the year 3948. No, that's Beferish in the Gemara. So what does it mean, those are the 2,000 years of Taira? So the Maharsha over there is bothered by the Kasha. He says it's Agarata. Don't mean very much. The Chazon Ish writes that maybe all of the dinim in the Torah that are nikba al pi metzias, the metzias had to be the metzias that existed between 1948 and 3948. Since between 1948 and 3948, no one cooked in a microwave. Between 1948 and 3948, no one cooked b'shemesh. Therefore, it's Heter Gomer. That's an interesting mahalach, I think. It's worth thinking about. I remember clearly Rav Shechter said this over in the Chabura, and this was like earth-shaking for me. I remember hearing this Chazon Ish, I'm like, oh my gosh, this like changes all of Judaism. It actually does. It's actually, if you use this Chazon Ish, you can change a million dinim. Adkan. Chazon Ish is speaking about treifus, no? That maybe only those treifus that existed at that time are halachically treifus. And maybe even though Nishtana Tevaim, still maybe we are bound by the dinim of treifus that used to exist. Okay, yes, sir.
So, two questions. First of all, just the shita of Rashi, he would hold that it has to be not yatsu lettuce bow by pouring it?
Not mala resicha.
Oh, okay.
Right, Rashi writes a membeis, a kli rishon is mala resicha, kli sheni is mitztane in ma'at, thus means it's less than mala resicha.
And if it would be mala resicha, then...
Could be, and that might be what... There's a chaya odom who paskins that if it's yad nichfis in the kli sheni, your mamash is going to be chayiv. It could be that yesh smuchim lekach midvar resha Rashi. This is something I said over years ago, yeah.
And also, so Rui mentioned something about which shita, the shitas are not mainstream. What's the mainstream shita of explaining this?
And yes, I thought the Ar Samech is not mainstream. Or
before that, I think Rashi and Ram.
Oh, yeah, I think the mainstream shita, the way everyone talks about this sugya, is based on the Taisus. Everyone talks about the Fnos of Cham, the Fnos of Karim. We're going to speak tomorrow, Miyat Hashem, about Davar Gush. That's all based, it's not based on Rashi's Hagadara, Klal Ve'ikar. The Rashi seems to be a collector's item. If I remember correctly, the Eglay Tal in one place noticed this Rashi. But I don't remember. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, we should connect to the Ribbono Shalom through learning Torah.